我们真是觉得在此刻，我们真是要学习在主内的平安。
We really have to learn God's peace in this time.
我们也再一次被提醒，我们有一位啊，已经为我们得胜了。
We once again were reminded there's one that has reigned victorious for us.
就是主基督耶稣他自己。
And that is Lord Jesus.
所以在此，我们再次回到神自己的信息跟与他的话语里面。
Let's once again return to God's word.
让我们翻开周报后面，我们有一段读经文的时间。
Let's turn to the back of the bulletin. We have a moment of scripture reading.
今天的经文出自于民数记第二十章。
And it comes from Numbers chapter 20.
好，我们就先用中文，我们一起以起应的方式，我们台上念一节，然后请台下回应下一节。
We'll read it responsibly in Chinese first.
民数记第二十章第一节，正月间，以色列全会众到了寻的旷野，就住在贾底斯，米利暗死在那里，就葬在那里。百姓向摩西争闹说，我的弟兄曾死在耶和华面前，我们恨不得死与他们同死。你们为何逼我们出埃及，领我们到这坏地方呢？这地方不好撒种，也没有无花果树、葡萄树、石榴树，又没有水喝。耶和华晓谕摩西说，于是摩西照着耶和华所吩咐的，从耶和华面前取了杖去。摩西举手用杖击打了磐石两下，就有许多水流出来，会众和他们的牲畜都喝了。我们一起来读十二节。耶和华对摩西亚伦说，因为你们不信我，不在以色列面前尊我为圣，所以你们并不得领这会众进我所赐给他们的地区。
Let's read it responsibly in English. Numbers chapter 20, verse 1. In the first month, the whole Israelite community arrived at the desert of Zin, and they stayed at Kadesh. There, Miriam died and was buried.
Now there was no water for the community, and the people gathered in opposition to Moses and Aaron.
They quarreled with Moses and said, "If only we had died when our brothers fell dead before the Lord.
Why did you bring the Lord's community into this wilderness, that we and our livestock should die here?
Why did you bring us out of Egypt to this terrible place? It has no grain or figs, grapevines or pomegranates, and there is no water to drink."
Moses and Aaron went from the assembly to the entrance of the tent of meeting and fell face down, and the glory of the Lord appeared to them.
The Lord said to Moses,
"Take the staff, and you, your brother Aaron, gather the assembly together. Speak to the rock. You will pour out this water. You will bring water out of the rock for the community, so they and their livestock can drink."
So Moses took the staff from the Lord's presence, just as he commanded him.
He and Aaron gathered the assembly together in front of the rock, and Moses said to them, "Listen, you rebels. Must we bring you water out of this rock?"
Then Moses raised his arm and struck the rock twice with his staff. Water gushed out, and the community and their livestock drank.
But the Lord said to Moses, "Because you did not trust me enough as holy in the sight of the Israelites, you will not bring this community into the land I give them." 刚刚我们所读的经文是旧约里面的一个历史事迹。
The passage that we just read is a historical event recorded in the Old Testament.
如果大家有跟着我们教会一起进入每日读经的计划的时候
If you are part of the church, daily devotional group,
我相信大家最近就刚刚读完民数记。
I believe we just recently finished, Numbers, the book of Numbers.
有的时候我们读起民数记觉得非常的乏味。
Oftentimes, when we read Numbers, it feels very dry.
因为这是远久以前以色列人的历史，与我何干？
Because the history of Israelites many, many years ago, how does it relate to me?
我们今天基督徒要如何这个看待这个3500年以前一个其他民族的历史呢？
And Christians today, how do we view something that occurred 3,000-4,000 years ago in a different tribe of Israel?
让我们来看下一段经文，我就请Lina 为我们用英文来念。
I'll read the next passage, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, in English. For I do not want you to be ignorant of the fact, brothers and sisters, that our ancestors were all under the cloud, and they all passed through the sea. They were all baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. They all ate the same spiritual food and drank the same spiritual drink. For they drank from the spiritual rock that accompanied them, and the rock was Christ.Nevertheless, God was not pleased with most of them. Their bodies were scattered in the wilderness. Now these things occurred as example to keep us from settling our hearts on the evil things as they did. Do not be idolaters, as some of them were. As it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and got up to indulge in revelry. We should not commit sexual immorality, as some of them did. And in one day, 23,000 of them died.We should not let Christ, as some of them did. We should not test Christ, as some of them did, and were killed by snakes. And do not grumble, as some of them did, and were killed by the destroying angel. These things happened to them as examples, and were written down as warnings for us, on whom the culmination of the ages has come.
在新约圣经里面就提及有关以色列民在民数记里面所经历的一段历史。
So in the New Testament, it recorded about the history that has happened, in the Old Testament.
那新约里面怎么讲述这一段历史呢？
And how does the New Testament talk about the history that occurred in the Old Testament?
他说这个历史啊，实际上是借我们的借鉴啊。
Actually, what it's telling us is an example, a warning for us.
是我们的警戒。
It's a warning for us.
也就是说，这段历史记下来是与我们息息相关，是写给我们的。
This history that has occurred and it was written down, it's actually for us to read.
是不可不读的。
And it's something that you cannot not to read.
什么叫做借鉴呢？
So what does it mean by as an example?
哦，刚刚我们看这影片就是借鉴。
So the video we just watched is an example.
就是有一件事情发生了。
Meaning something happened.
而且这一件事情很可能会发生在我们身上。
And the thing that happened in the video can really occur to us.
那我们要从这个影片上面去学习。
And from this video, we have to learn something.
所以当我们看完这个影片，我们上车以后，我们一定要做什么？
After watching the video, when you first step into the car, what do you do?
哎呀，一定要系安全带啊
！You must put on your seatbelt.
哦，或者有人看完这个影片，他说：“哎，我不要买这部车。”
Or some might say, "Oh, after watching the video, I just don't want to buy that car."
哦，这是2018年是凭借最差的一部车。
It was 2018, the worst car.
也就是说，以色列民他在民数记所经历的东西。
What it's saying is what the Israelites had encountered in the book of Numbers.
乃是告诉我们基督徒我们生命当中一定会经历的一个路程。
It is telling us a path Christians must come across.
这一段历史乃是基督徒生命的一个缩影。
It is actually a miniature version of a Christian life.
我们就从这个缩影上面看见这样的事情会发生在我们身上。
And from that miniature version, we can see these things happen to the Israelites can occur to us.
或者以不同形态的样式 发生在我们生活所遇到事情上面。
Or it can occur in different various forms in our current daily life.
而我们要从他们的历史当中去学习。
And from their history, we have to learn from them.
去学到教训。
To learn the warnings from them.
以免自己落入同样的结果。
So that we don't end up in the same boat they did.
那这段经文的背景是怎么样呢？
So what is the historical background of this passage like?
我们怎么样能够从中去学习呢？
And how do we learn from this passage?
这一段经文是出自于原来以色列人他在埃及他们是奴隶。
So actually it started with Israelites, they were slaves in Egypt.
因为他们在那边没有自由。
They don't have freedom in Egypt.
因为他们是下等公民。
Because they are the lowest of lows.
他们只能为法老王做事。
They can only work for Pharaoh.
于是他们跟神哭求。
So therefore they cry out to the Lord.
神就差遣了摩西进入埃及去把他们救出来。
So Lord sent Moses into Egypt to take them out of Egypt.
而当他们救出来的时候。
And after setting them out of Egypt.
实际上神对他们有一个目的。
God has a purpose in mind for them.
他说我要释放你们这一群人。
And he wants to set them free.
要让你们享受自由。
So that they can enjoy freedom.
享受我赐予你们的丰富。
Enjoy the abundance God is about to give them.
因此我对你们的目的是把你们从埃及带出来之后把你们送到迦南地让你们享有那边的丰盛。
So God's purpose was to bring them out of the slavery in Egypt into land of Canaan to enjoy his abundance for them.
但是当他们刚刚出埃及的时候神还是对他们有一个心意的。
However, when they first left Egypt, God has this will in mind.
神先让他们出了埃及之后然后进入西乃半岛一直走路一直到西乃山。
After they left Egypt, God brought them into Sinai Peninsula so they can walk towards Mount Sinai.
到西乃山做什么呢？
And what are they to do at Mount Sinai?
神在那边颁布了从神而来的律法给以色列人。
So God gave them the laws for the Israelites at Mount Sinai.
他们这时候这一群人突然有一个法则可以依据可以进行。
So now the Israelites, they have a rules and regulation that they can follow from the Lord.
接下来神就带领他们往北走到甲底斯。
So then Lord took them up north to Kadesh.
他们花了11天的时间到了甲底斯。
It took them 11 days to head to Kadesh.
这个时候就离神要应许他们的迦南地已经非常的近了。
From that point, they're actually very, very close to the land of Canaan that God has prepared for them.
那个迦南地就是今天的巴勒斯坦地。
Canaan is the current day Palestine.
这是一个令人兴奋的时刻。
It is a very exciting moment for them.
因为他们从一个乌合之众
Because they were a group, of disordered people.
现在进入成为一个有纪律的一个大民。
Now they have their own orders. They're a well-established group.
并且有神的律法。
And most importantly, they have the law from God.
也就在甲底斯这个地方，他们决定先派12个探子进入巴勒斯坦地去探查。
And it is in the land of Kadesh, they had sent 12 spies to go look at the land of Canaan.
他们希望根据他们的探查回来之后他们部署他们的精队能够进攻迦南地。
And after the spies come back, they want to prepare their army to go into the land of Canaan.
没想到12个探子回来的时候10个探子说哇那边的城跟那边的民非常的巨大非常的强壮。我们进不去。
However, 10 out of the 12 spies came back fearful, saying the people over there, they're very strong, they're mighty, it's hard for us to go through.
但是其中两个探子说我们可以进去。
However, 2 of the spies says we can
go through. 这是神给我们的应许我们要进去。
It is the promise God has given to us, we must go to the land of Canaan.
这个时候有两派的声音。
So therefore you have two groups, two voices.
怎么办
？What do you do？
啊，投票嘛，民主啊。
So therefore you vote.
10-2。
10-2。
他们竟然否决 两个探子的声音。
They actually go against the two spies' voice.
整个民族结果就进不去了。
The whole, so therefore, the whole Israelites was not able to enter the land.
神就让他们整个民族在那边旷野漂流了38年。
So therefore, God made the whole Israelites stay in the wilderness for 38 years.
在以色列民的心中，那个旷野是一个大而可怕的旷野。
To the Israelites, the wilderness is vast and dreadful.
而今天我们所读的《民数记》这段经文呢？
And the book that we this passage that we just read today,
就是当以色列民在甲比斯叛变说我们不要去迦南之后，在那边流浪了38年之后，又回到甲比斯了。
So the passage that we just read today is actually after 38 years in the wilderness, they return back to get Kadesh, and this passage occurred right after.
也就是说，他们离开埃及之后的第40年。
So therefore, meaning after they left Egypt after 40 years,
他们再一次就地重游，回到甲底斯这里安营。
Once again, they camped at Kadesh after wilderness.
就在这个时候，20章第1节告诉我们，摩西的姐姐米利安死了。
And in chapter 20, verse 1, it says Moses' older sister, Miriam, died.
在以色列民当中，他们带领他们经历这旷野的有三个领袖，主要的领袖。
So in there are three leaders that guide the Israelites into the wilderness.
一个是摩西的姐姐米利安。
One is Moses' older sister, Miriam.
一个是摩西的哥哥亚伦。
The other one is Moses' brother, Aaron.
一个是摩西
and the third one is Moses.
在此刻，米利安死了。
Here, Moses' older sister Miriam died.
也就在这个时候，以色列民开始抱怨。
And it is from this point the Israelites start to grumble.
为什么抱怨呢
？Why?
因为他们没有水喝。
Because they don't have water to drink.
他们就要闹事了。
So they fight against Moses.
也就在这个时候，摩西跟亚伦受到耶和华神的指示呢。
And it is from this point that Aaron and Moses receive instruction from the Lord.
他说你们两个人去，摩西你拿着一个杖，然后吩咐在甲比斯那边有一个大磐石，你吩咐那个磐石说水出来。
And the Lord said to Moses, Take the staff, you and your brother Aaron, gather assembly together, speak to the rock before their eyes, and it will pour out its water.
果然水出从磐石里面出来。
And of course, water came out of the rocks.
然后这个水多到什么地步呢?
How much water do they have?
这个水可以供应上百万,可能到200万的民众。
It can cure up their thirst up to 2 million people.
但是在这个过程当中
However, in the process,
摩西却被受罚了
Moses was rebuked.
因为他没有吩咐磐石出水
Because Moses didn't speak to the rock as the Lord instructed him.
他是乃是拿着杖就打那个磐石
Because Moses took the staff from the Lord's presence and he struck the rocks.
神就说你在有生之年不能进神的应许地。
God says to him, In your lifetime, you will not be able to enter the land of Canaan.
那在这段事迹当中，我们可以学到什么呢？
So from this passage, what can we learn?
第一个我想我们可以学习的是
The first thing that we can learn, I think,
这个路程
is that this path
是一个我们所有属于神的子民的一个属灵必经之路。
This path is a path that we all have to walk to in order to have our spiritual growth.
我们再一次思考一下。
Let's think about this once again.
这个以色列民众怎么又会跑回加底斯这个地方，而且遇到一个地方居然是没有水喝的地方呢
？How did the Israelites, after wandering in the wilderness, return back to Kadesh where there is no water?
他们怎么又跑回去了呢
？How come they return back to the same spot that they started with?
而且万一知道没水，怎么会带了100多万到几乎200万的民跑到一个没水的地方去呢？
And why they all return with almost two million people into the land where there is no water?
谁带他们去的？
Who brought them there?
但是如果我们细读出埃及记跟民数记的话，就知道。
If we read Exodus and Numbers carefully,
以色列民众他不每次行动的时候。
Every time the Israelites moved forward,
或者停下来的时候,
or when they stopped and camped,
实际上是神的神迹是带领他们的。
It is actually God's miracle occurring in them.
在白天的时候,
in the daytime,
有云柱从烈天而降。
There's a pillar of cloud from above.
所以整个以色列的民看见云柱来的时候，他们就跟着云柱就走。
And when the Israelites see the cloud of pillars, they walk and they follow.
停下来的时候，他们就安营。
And when it stops, they stop and camped.
晚上的时候也一样。
And same thing at nighttime.
晚上的时候有火柱引导他们。
Nighttime, there's pillar of fire that guides them.
也就是说，只要有云柱火柱，不论停下来还是行动，整个民一起跟着走。
So regardless of its cloud of pillar, cloud of a pillar of cloud or pillar of fire, every time they moved, the Israelites moved. Every time they stopped, the Israelites stopped.
我们就不仅要问，哎，神，你为什么这样子啊？
So then we might question, God, why are you doing that?
为什么不他们不留在一个地方啊
？Why don't they just stay in one spot?
原来神是借着这样一个情况不断地训练以色列民。
Because God is using that actually to train up the Israelites.
原来是一个乌合之众。
Because they were disorderly people.
原来都是奴隶。
They were all slaves.
原来只懂得听的法老王的。
They used to only able to listen to Pharaoh.
原来只知道鞭子打他们，他们才动。
They only, back then, only when they are whipped, they start to move.
但是他们现在整个民众变成一群非常有效率和纪律的军队了。
Now this group of people, they became an orderly crowd of army, due to what God's miracle has done for them.
云一来，哎，马上打包跟着走。
Pillar of cloud, they see it, they pack up, ready to follow.
嘿，一停下来，马上安营。
And every time it stopped, they start to camp.
这个就是一个基督徒的一个生命。
That is just a Christian. That's what a Christian life is like.
所以我们很了解如何跟聚集大家在一起，一起分享。
So we know how it is like to gather everyone together.
一起去做事工。
Doing community service.
这是一个训练。
It is a training ground.
也就是说，神要让他们在旷野是有他的目的的。
So actually, when God left them in the wilderness, God has a purpose.
但是神的目的，只要他们在旷野。待不超过两年。
Actually, God's initial thought was to only keep them in there no longer than 2 years.
但是他们却花了38年在那边晃。
However, it took them 38 years in the wilderness.
他们今天回到贾底斯。
Today, they returned back to Kadesh.
我们再问一个问题，是谁带他们去的？
We ask this one question again. Who brought them there?
谁带他们去的？
Who brought them there?
是神带他们去的。
It is God.
我们今天的生命里面，我们可能会遇到一些困难。
So in our daily life, we might face difficulties.
我们会遇到身体上的病痛。
We can experience a physical need.
也许经济上面有短缺。
Or financially, we're short.
人际关系出了问题。
Or relationship problems.
谁知道今天经济会发生怎么样一个状况？
Now, who knows what the economy is going to be like for the day?
以色列民今天遇到一个大难处。
This today, the Israelites faced a big problem.
是他们搞错了吗？
Is it because they've done something wrong?
是不小心走错了吗？
Or they accidentally appeared in Kadesh?
我们都知道今天他们在贾底斯不是偶然呐。
We all know that them returning back to Kadesh is not, it wasn't an accident.
是神的带领。
It was actually God's guidance.
今天我们遇到难处。
Today we face challenges.
我们不要以为是意外。
Don't think it's a surprise.
那是神的锻炼。
It is actually God's training you.
而这个锻炼对以色列民来说是非常特别的。
And this training actually is very special for the Israelites.
因为他们又回到起点了。又回到贾底斯了。
Because they return back to where they started, Kadesh.
就在那边，他们当时曾经跟摩西还有那两位探子叛变，他们不要进迦南。
Because that was the spot where they argued with Moses and the two spies and refused on entering into Canaan.
而且他们今天遇到一个情况是没有水喝的情况。
And today they face the problem of not having water to drink.
实际上，在出埃及记，他们刚出埃及记的时候。刚出埃及的时候也发生过这一回事。
Actually, when they left Egypt initially, they actually faced a similar problem or same problem.
所以过了38年之后，他们又遇到没水喝的情况。
And after 38 years in the wilderness, they faced the same problem of not having water to drink.
似乎神在跟他们说。
It is as if God is telling them.
你们这一代曾经犯下因为水而抱怨的错误。
You guys made the mistake of grumbling against me when there was no water, your previous generation.
你曾经犯下一个对我没信心而不敢进迦南的错误。
And you made the mistake of losing your faith and entering into Canaan.
因此你浪费了38年的岁月。
Therefore, you wasted 38 years.
我今天再把你们带回来，重新再学一次。
So today, I bring you right back to where you started so that you can learn this lesson once again.
你自己看清楚自己的状况吧。
Look at your current status.
很可惜，他们学会没有。
Unfortunately, did they really learn it?
他们现在剩下从第一代出来的成年的男人，只剩下不到几万人了。
The first group from the first generation at this moment, there's not that many left.
还是没学会。
And they still haven't learned the lesson.
这个时候神在我们知道在民数记21章之后神又兴起了一些事情。
Actually, after Numbers 21 and onward, there's new events that happened.
最后把出埃及的那些成年男人全部杀光。
Actually, the first generation, first group of people, Israelites, left Egypt. They all were put to death.
因为旧有生命的那一代。
Because the old self, the old group of the Israelites,
没有办法进入神的应许地的。
They cannot enter into the land of promise.
需要新的一代才能进应许地。
That only the new generation can enter into the promised land.
这对我们基督徒是何等大的警惕。
What a big warning it is for us Christians.
实际上神对我们的生命有一个很丰盛的应许要给我们的。
God has a really abundant promise for all of us.
也对我们基督徒来说，我们有一个使命，有一个属灵的征战，我们要去奋斗的。
And we have a will, and we have a spiritual warfare that we need to fight against.
但是我们如果里面有一些杂质，
However, if we have some impurities within us,
是不属于神国度的，
It does not belong to the kingdom of God.
神说，对不起，那就进不去。
Then God says, well, sorry, you cannot enter.
直到我们里面的杂质被清除之后，
Not until our impurities within us has been cleansed out.
放下自己老我的罪之后
，and let go of our old self, the sins of our old self.
神就让我们进去。
It's only then God will allow us to go in.
神的目的是要让我们成长。
God's purpose is for us to grow.
很多时候，如果我们不知道的话
，a lot of times when we do not know,
我们生命当中会很多同样的功课、同样的事迹不断的在发生。
In our life, there will be repeatedly similar lessons occurring.
一直等到什么时候，这样的功课才会停止呢？
When will this similar lesson stop occurring?
我在我生命当中，我就知道就发生很多事情。
I know for my own life, there has been many things that reoccurred itself.
我对我的时间的安排。
My time management.
我的对金钱的观念。
My viewpoint on money.
对人际关系
relationship with people
我不懂去处理的话
if I don't know how to take care of all these
我想逃避的话
if I want to avoid these
逃过这次下次又来
I can avoid this time but it will reoccur to me next time
我就想神啊你饶了我吧
I pray to God please let me go
但是神是爱我们的神。
However, God is a loving God.
他说你这一方面不解决掉，我没办法用你。
God says, if you don't cure the problem that you currently have, I cannot use you.
因此同样的难处会重播。
So therefore, this similar problem, it replaces itself.
只等到我懂得依靠他。
Until a point I learned to rely on God.
只等到神赐给我们里面一个新的生命掌权来主导我们生命的时候。
Not until a new life in us that reigns and guides us, our steps ahead.
哎，很奇怪啊。
It's very strange.
哎，这样的事情就不再发生了。
It's very strange because that once we learn, this replay doesn't happen again.
所以神就是要借着以色列民这样的事情在提醒我们。
So therefore God is using the events of Israelites to warn us.
因为我们里面有一些性情、文化、思想是来自原生家庭和原有文化和我们对这个世界的恋慕的。
Because there's this desire, cultural things that were given from our parents and our environments that carries on with us.
神就必须用难处来把我们这些杂质给显露出来。
And God uses difficulties to bring out these impurities within us.
今天我们听到病毒，心里都非常害怕。
This day, when we hear about virus, we're very scared.
你知道我们现在非常期盼的一件事是什么呢？
What is one thing that we eagerly seek for?
就是说美国啊，美国，请你在你的机场把关好不好？
We ask the American airport they start to guard against the virus.
哦，最好每一个人都测体温。
And better to check temperature of every passenger.
然后每一个进来的人都给你测试一下。
Everybody that comes through the airport, test their temperatures.
不要有病毒进来。
So that there is no virus entering into US.
神丰盛的国度也是一样。
God's kingdom, the abundant kingdom, is the same.
他把一些东西放在我面前的时候，
When he puts something in front of you,
我们心中有没有杂质，有没有罪，就显露出来了。
If we have, whether we do or do not have impurities, it will be spread out.
当然有些人说，那我就继续绕吧，我就继续往其他地方走吧。
Some people might say, okay, then I'll go around, go to different paths.
那我们有多少个三十八年可以这样去躲呢？
How many 38 years do we have to avoid?
神在这边说，生命记第八章这边说。
In Deuteronomy 8, it says.
他说我这给你们经历旷野。
God says, I put you in the wilderness these 40 years.
就是要让你受苦。
It is to test you.
去试炼。
To humble you and test you.
要知道你的心里到底是怎样。
In order to know what was in your heart.
看我愿不愿意放下自己去依赖神的话。
Whether or not you would keep his commands.
但是目的是什么呢？
So what is the purpose?
是在最后。
So that in the end.
神的目的不是要我们受苦。
God is, God doesn't want us to face suffering.
如果大家可以的话，大家行不行念一下那个黄色最后这一段，神要我们怎么样？我们一起来。
Read the last lines on the.
是要使你受苦，要试炼你，使你终究得到福乐。
Okay, I'll read it in English. To humble and test you, so that in the end it might go well with you.
试炼乃是对我们好。
Humbling is for our own good.
这个时候神把一个缺乏的环境带到以色列民面前。
God brought this lacking environment in front of the Israelites.
要让以色列民学习这种预警的缺乏。
So that they can face this problem challenge of lacking something.
实际上缺乏有的时候是对我们好的。
Actually, sometimes when we are lacking something, it's a benefit.
我记得我们上一代，我们小的时候。
I remember my generation when we were younger.
那家里根本买不起，也不可以想象家里有电子游戏机，是不是？
You cannot afford video games or think about.
现在这一代的小孩，从一岁不到开始就会玩那 iPad。
Now, children this age, even when they're not even 1 year old, they already know how to use iPad.
然后你不能把它拿开的。
And you can't take that away from them.
那30年前、50年前，我们可以跟小孩怎么说什么
？30, 50 years ago, what can we tell our kids?
爸爸妈妈买不起。
Parents, we can't afford it.
哎，你现在可以跟小孩说这句话吗
？Can you tell your children this?
你说不出来了。
You can't.
我们再也没有理由说我不能给你这个东西。
You don't have an excuse to tell them that you cannot afford certain thing.
结果反而物质丰富造成小孩子的一个伤害。
Actually, having these abundance of stuff, causes problems for children.
小孩最亲密的朋友是 iPad.
Their best friend becomes iPad.
他没有时间看书。
They don't have time to read.
他没时间跟其他小朋友玩。
They don't have time to hang out with other kids.
他没有时间跟爸爸妈妈玩。
They don't have time to play with their parents.
实际上，有的时候缺乏是一种祝福啊。
Actually, sometimes when you're lacking something, is considered a blessing.
但只有当我们的属灵生命不断的成熟以后
，It's actually after our spiritual growth, our spiritual life continuously grow.
懂得有的时候神会把一些东西把我们生命当中拿走。
We understand that sometimes when God removes certain things from our life,
我们信靠他拿走也给我们的东西。
And we rely on God for Him taking things away from our life.
当我们懂得这样去学习的时候
，When we understand and learn how to do this,
神就把更多的属灵丰盛要加添给我们。
God will bring more abundant spiritual gifts to us.
但是当我们不愿去面对的时候
However, when we're not willing to face that,
我再一次跟大家说
I will tell you once again,
请你放120颗心，同样的事情还会继续发生在你身上。
I will tell you that the same thing will reoccur itself and it will replay in your life,
直到你学习会为止。
Until you learn the correct lesson,
这个就是以色列民的历史。
That is the history of the Israelites.
那在此以色列民跑到一个地方没有水喝，他们里面的问题是神要解决他们生命当中什么问题呢
？And when God brought them back to a land where there's no water, what is God trying to teach them the lesson within their heart?
他们在这个时候说，跟摩西说：“哎呀，我们死了算了。”
Because they quarreled with Moses and said, "If only we had died."
都是因为你呀、啊，都是因为你跟你哥哥还有你姐姐啊。
It is all because of you, your brother, and your sister, Moses.
就是你们这一家人呐、啊。
It is actually because your family.
把我们这一群人带到旷野里面，你是要害死我们是吧
？You brought us all into the wilderness to make us die.
是你使我们出埃及的。
It is you who brought us out of Egypt.
不但出埃及，还领我们到这种什么这种烂地方啊
！Not only did you bring us out of Egypt, you brought us into this terrible wilderness.
也就是说，摩西啊
，It is essentially saying Moses.
我情愿跟着法老也比你好，法老比你还好。
I'd rather follow Pharaoh. He's much better than you.
我情愿做奴隶。
I'd rather being a slave in Egypt.
也不要在这边晃。
Rather that than stay in this wilderness.
这个时候就显明了以色列民当中它里面一个非常可怕以及就有自我中心的一个个性。
And you can see the characteristic of the Israelites. Their old self, it's a scary old self within them.
他们里一种个性就是抱怨。
And one of the characteristics is grumbling.
实际上抱怨呢、啊，是可以使人欢愉的，大家知道吗
？Grumbling, complaining, it can actually provide temporary joy.
因为当人抱怨的时候
，Because when you complain,
我们身体会释放一种荷尔蒙
，Our body will release this hormone.
会暂时疏解我们心里的一种疼痛跟压力。
It can temporarily relieve this pain, the stress within us.
但是在同时呢？
However, at the same time,
在脑神经里面呢，有一些脑神经就开始发展。
So a couple of the nerves in the brain start to stretch.
那一部分的脑部的脑神经呢，就发展成为一个非常严密的一个网路。
And it becomes those nerves becomes a connection.
所以当我们下一次在遇到不顺心的时候。
So the next time when you face some challenge, difficult things,
我们脑部很自然就会释放许多的电波。
So therefore, our brain will send electrical currents.
但是因为在上一次已经在某一部分脑神经那边已经建立一个严密的网络的时候，绵密的网络的时候，那个电波的就往那个地方去走，去输压。
And because previously you have the brain, the nerves has made this connection, so the electrical current when it occurs, it sends directly into that connection.
所以当我们遇到事情一抱怨的时候，马上啊，不舒服啊。
So then every time you face some challenge, those connections get, those electrical currents get sent to the connection, you immediately feel the relief.
但是科学家告诉我们，当我们抱怨的时候，至少会产生四个必然的后果。
However, scientists tell us, every time you complain, there's four things that is guaranteed to happen.
因为当我们脑部开始倾向用抱怨来舒压的时候，
Because when the portion of our nerves that start to gear towards complaining,
但是这就会产生跟吸毒跟酗酒一样的后果。
It will start to be similar to drinking or doing drugs.
因为当困难来的时候，我们就会寻找那个最快舒压的方式。
Because whenever problems come, we seek the easiest, the most immediate relief of stress.
所以当一个人开始抱怨的时候
So when someone starts to complain
他会开始变成爱抱怨
This person starts to go from complaining to love complaining
当他爱抱怨的时候
And when they are loving to complain
他整个人变成一个抱怨人
And they themselves become a complainer
Stanford University 曾经就做了一个实验
Stanford University, they did this research
他说一个经常抱怨的人他们就测用这个所谓的扫描去测他的脑部
And they used a scan to test their brains
他们发现脑部的海马体会缩小
Of a complainer because they see that their hippocampus is shrink
这海马体是做什么呢海马体是脑部里面用来解决问题的一个部位
So what is a hippocampus? It's an area of the brain that's critical to problem solving and intellectual thoughts
所以当抱怨经常抱怨的时候我们就去少用那个海马体
So when every time we complain we start to use the hippocampus a lot less
结果那个海马体呢在那个人呢里面呢它就缩小了
And for that person their hippocampus start to shrink and shrink and shrink
所以当我不停地抱怨我就停止使用海马体的时候我的智商跟情商都会降低
And the less I use my hippocampus my EQ and IQ will start to diminish
所以说白一点
Plain words
如果今天大家看到 George
If today you see George
你发现跟十年前的 George 比起来
You compare to him the George 10 years ago
我比以前变得更笨
I become dumber than 10 years ago.
那我就少用海马体，我就是一个爱抱怨的人。
It's because I'm a complainer and I stopped using my hippocampus.
第三个负面的影响呢
And the third negative guaranteed result.
我经常抱怨的时候，我就会导致我周遭的人都开始倾向抱怨。
If I'm a constant complainer, I will cause the people around me to lean towards complaining.
因为我们每一个人本身里面都有一个同情心或者同理心。
Because we humans, we all have this compassion.
我们也都希望能够维持彼此一个好的关系。
And we all want to maintain a good relationship with each other.
因此当我抱怨的时候
So therefore, when we complain,
你作为我的好朋友你也想跟我一起抱怨。
You being my good friend, you want to complain with me.
所以当人开始抱怨的时候渐渐的整个群体成为一个抱怨的群体。
So therefore, when you start to complain, your group around you, this community start to all complain.
但是到第四个最大的负面影响是怎么样呢
The fourth and the most important negative result is
就是当其他人不跟我有同样程度的抱怨的时候
When others don't agree on the level of complaining with me
我就必须采取更激烈以及尖锐的角度去看事情以博得同情
I will use extreme methods and viewpoints to find support
这个时候渐渐我旁边的人开始受不了我
and then my friends around me won't take it anymore from me.
我就必须以更尖锐、更负面的角度去抱怨。
So therefore, then I repeat itself. I will use even more extreme methods.
我就把自己陷入一个不断循环的恶性循环里面。
And then I am stuck in this vicious cycle of complaining and complaining, going down.
我就失去一个能以客观角度去看事情的能力了。
And I lose my ability to see things more clearly.
当我无法客观地去看事情的时候
，And when I cannot do that anymore,
我就没办法感恩。
I will not be thankful.
一个不懂感恩的人
，A person who doesn't know how to be grateful.
活得非常的辛苦。
It will be very difficult for them to live happily.
今天神把以色列民带到一个缺乏的环境当中。
Today, the Lord has brought the Israelites in a place where they are lacking things.
是要摇醒他们。
He wants to shake them up.
要知道过去38年在旷野，原来一直都有水喝啊。
To remind them that the past 38 years, they've had waters to drink.
大家可以想象吗？
Can you imagine that?
100多万人，几乎200万的人居然每到一个地方都有水喝。
Almost 2 million people, wherever they went, they had water to drink.
他们现在没有水喝，对他们是一个提醒。
Them not having water right now is a reminder.
一个不懂在困乏当中学习感恩的人。
Someone who doesn't know how to be grateful in difficulty.
实际上在富足当中也不会感恩的。
They definitely won't be grateful when they have abundant stuff.
神要借着这件事情再把以色列民再显出他另一个问题。
God wants to use this not having water bring up another problem of the Israelites.
他们实际上在跟摩西说，我情愿要法老，我情愿留在埃及，也不要跟你。
They tell Moses, I'd rather go back to Pharaoh than be with you, Moses.
神要让以色列民知道，原来他所有的价值观都留在埃及啊，还在埃及。
God wants to help them see that their viewpoint is still stuck in the past.
这样子行不通的。
It is not a good it's not a good viewpoint.
你刚刚到美国。
You first initially come to America, for example.
你看什么东西，买什么东西，你心里还一直在想人民币多少，港币多少，新台币多少。
You still think about the Chinese currency or Taiwanese or the Hong Kongese currency.
你可以活一年。
You might be able to survive for 1 year.
你活十年都这样子活。
If you stay there for ten, if you stay here with that viewpoint for 10 years, you have big problem.
你用过去的价值观来在这现在在新的地方生活。
You use your old values to live in this new place.
你会看什么东西都不满意的。
And everything will be unsatisfying to you.
我记得我离开台湾大概是过了十年之后回台湾。
After staying in America for 10 years, 8-10 years, I returned back to Taiwan.
我到我自己以前的幼稚园。
I went back to the kindergarten I grew up.
啊，突然觉得好小。
I realized, wow, it's so small.
哦，但是以前那个幼稚园的时候，觉得那个地方好大。
When back in kindergarten, I thought this place was huge.
大家可以想象，如果我还带着幼稚园的观念上大学，是怎么样一个情况吗？
Can you imagine if I have this similar mindset as a kindergartner going into college? What would it be like?
还在幼稚，还用那个观念说我要跟小朋友玩，我要玩积木吗？
Or say, oh, I want to play with toys. I still want to do this and that.
神是说，我们现在进入一个属灵的学校的时候，你现在正在学，你要想的是未来啊，是应许地啊，你不要往用以前的价值观去衡量现在的生活。
God brought you into the school, wants you to look ahead, look in the future, the land of Canaan, not to reflect back on what has happened in the past.
而这一些问题实际上是有解药的。
Actually, these problems, they all have antidotes.
神并不是说我们不要抱怨。
God is not telling us to not complain.
神不是说我们不要有情绪。
God is not telling us to not have emotions.
而是知道怎么样表达自己的情绪。
But more importantly, how to take care of those emotions.
然后客观地去看事情。
And look at things objectively.
不要推卸责任。
Not to cast out all your responsibilities.
不要怪罪他人。
Don't complain and talk about others.
而是诚实地面对神啊，我现在真的是很不舒服。
But truthfully go to God and say, God, I'm unhappy right now.
但是神，请问你为什么我现在又跑到这里去面对这样的问题？
And ask God, God, why have I returned to the same place once again?
实际上神不是要就是要以色列民就是缺乏的。
God does not want the Israelites to be in this lacking position.
实际上神最后有没有给他们水喝啊？
In the end, did God provide for them water?
有给。
Yeah, God did.
只是在这个短短的时间之内让他们学习。
God uses this short amount of time to teach the Israelites.
所以当我们遇到事情我们很不顺的时候。
So that when, every time when we face difficulties,
请诚实地面对自己。
Go ahead and face yourself.
你不要压抑，觉得没有事情发生。
Don't hide the emotions.
是，我是很难过，很生气。
Yes, I am furious. I am upset.
但是神，请你告诉我，我现在要做什么。
But God, please tell me what I'm supposed to do this moment.
要做什么呢？
What should I do?
实际上，第一个我们要知道，我们要在神面前说，神，我真的是很渺小。
The first thing we should do is to agree to God that God, we are minute.
我是很有限。
We are very limited.
求你帮助我。
Please help me.
我们跟神求。
We pray, we ask God.
实际上当以色列民一跟神求的时候，神是给水了吗？
Actually, when the Israelites prayed and asked God, God gave water right away.
我们遇到问题的时候，跟神求。
When we face problems, we pray to God.
但是要知道自己的渺小跟有限。
But we have to understand our minority as well as our limits.
因为神给的方式给的东西很可能不是我们真正自己原来跟神 order 的。我不是一个 Amazon, 我这个请你们两天之内一定要寄到。
Because what we ask God might not be what he will be giving to us.
我们要相信神有他的旨意，他的智慧，他赐给我们东西一定有他的目的，更深的祝福在后面。
We have to understand God has his own will and purpose. What he will be giving to us will be much, much more suitable for us.
第二个解药就是感恩呐。
And the second antidote is thankfulness.
以色列民在过去38年当中
，The Israelites in the past 38 years.
他们没有想到怎么就有东西吃的呢
They never thought about how they have food for those 30 years.
水从哪里来的呢
And where the waters came from.
他每一天都是神迹啊
Every day they live is a miracle.
有的时候人活在神迹里面都习以为常了
Actually, when people live in the midst of miracles, it becomesIt's like something that should be happening.
我们今天活在美国的国家啊，自由习以为常啊。
For us, we live in the land of free. It feels like it should be like this.
身在福中不知福啊。
We're in blessing, but we don't see it.
所以神有的时候放一些东西在我们生命里面，让我们哎呀反省一下。
Oftentimes, God put things in our life to remind us.
第三个解药呢？是我们要在这情况当中学习功课。
The third antidote is to learn a lesson.
我们学习神，我是否我里面有一些杂质，我要被对付的。
To see if we have impurities within us that we have to take care of.
我是不是有一些东西，我还是仰赖过去的世界的价值观？
Are there things that we still view the old value systems?
我还是否一直处理的事情是自我中心为主？
Or am I still self-centered when I try to resolve problems?
求你告诉我。
May you please tell me.
是否在当我经历这苦难的时候
，When I face challenges,
我突然了解。
All of a sudden, I realize.
我在过去的年日的时候，从来没有关心其他人在经历跟我现在所经历的苦难一样。我从来没有关心过他们。
The suffering that I'm currently going through, I never cared about those who have gone through similar or same sufferings.
当我们学习把每一个困境都当作是一个课程的时候
，When we view every suffering as a lesson, a lesson place,
我们就长进了。
We will grow.
我们就开始学习信靠了。
We learn to rely on God.
我们就学习到神的智慧永远大于我们的智慧。
We will understand that God's wisdom is far outweigh our wisdom.
如果我们用旧有的方式去思考
，If we use our old view system,
可怕的是我们会变笨啊，记得啊。
The first, the very scary thing is we'll be dumber.
这不是我讲的。
I didn't say that.
这是史丹佛大学研究出来的。
It is a research done by Stanford University.
那接下来神还给了怎么样一个功课呢？给这个这些以色列民呢
？What other lessons did God give to the Israelites?
神啊，当神要摩西跟亚伦说你在这些民面前呢吩咐磐石出水的时候。
Lord said to Moses and Aaron, speak to that rock before their eyes in front of the Israelites.
摩西做了一半。
Moses only did half what God has told him.
又加了自己的东西。
He added something of his own.
神叫他说吩咐磐石出水。
God says to speak to the rocks.
摩西呢用杖去打石头。
Moses raised his arm and struck the rock.
我实际上非常同情摩西。
I actually understand what Moses is going through.
摩西现在几岁啊
？How old is Moses?
120岁。
He is 120 years old.
他已经被神对付了80年了。
He has been rebuked by God for 80 years.
面对这一群暴民啊
，with this grumbling group of Israelites，
忍耐他们39年了。
He has had patience on them for 39 years.
这个时候他自己的姐姐刚死啊。
And his sister just passed away.
这时候民族我情愿法老也不要你你害死我们。
And this group of people grumble against him saying, rather be with Pharaoh than be with you.
你是摩西你有没有情绪啊
?If you're Moses, would you have anger?
摩西受不了。
Moses can't take it anymore.
实际上，摩西并不是没有在民众面前生气过。
Actually, Moses has been upset in front of the Israelites before.
但是神在这一次却要处罚他。
Yet this time, God wants to rebuke him.
因为当摩西拿着杖的时候。
Because when Moses raises the staff,
他是代表了神。
He represents God.
他代表了神说话。
He is representing God.
他在人面前。
In front of man.
乃是教导民众神是怎么样的一位神。
He is teaching the Israelites what God is like.
神在这个时候要摩西吩咐磐石出水。
God is telling Moses to speak to the rock to have water come out.
我相信实际上是教育以色列民的第二代。
I believe it's teaching the second generation of the Israelites.
让以色列民的第二代知道神是供应的神。
So that they will know that God is the provider.
身为神代表的摩西。
God's representative, Moses,
一下动气了。
He became angry.
原来神对他的仆人在做圣工的时候有极高的标准。
God has a high standard for his servants.
神处罚了摩西跟亚伦。
God rebuked Aaron as well as Moses.
摩西代表先知。
Moses is, represents the prophet.
亚伦代表祭司。
Aaron represents the priest.
代表所有在神国里面服侍的人。
They represent everyone who serve in the kingdom of God.
你必须非常的谨慎。
You have to be very cautious.
你不能掺杂自己的意思。
You cannot input your own thoughts.
特别在讲台的服侍。
Especially on the pulpit.
每次要上讲台的时候。
Every time I have to step onto pulpit.
我是非常的紧张。
I'm very nervous.
因为讲台不是舞台
，because the pulpit is not a stage，
不是一个抬高自我的地方
，it is not a place to lift myself up。
讲台也不是购物台
，it is not a shopping channel either。
不是敛财的地方
，it is not a place to collect money。
今天很多电视上的传道人污染了讲台
，a lot of TV evangelists has condemned the pulpit。
他们说请你寄钱给我你就会赚钱
because they ask people for money because they will say you will earn money
讲台也不是炮台
a pulpit is not a fort either
不是抱怨和宣泄情绪的地方
it is not a place to complain as well as vent the emotions
神对祭司亚伦也有同样的高标准
God has really high standards for Aaron the priest
什么是祭司呢
What is a priest?
就是介于神与人民中间的人。
It is a person between God and men.
其中一个目的就是把人带到神面前。
One of the purposes is to bring people to God.
那这样的人，你要懂得神的圣洁，你也要忍耐人啊。
You have to understand God's holiness as well as you have to have patience towards people.
那今天谁是祭司呢？
So then who is the priest today?
哎呀，彼得说什么？他说我们每一个信主的人都是祭司啊。
Peter says, every single one of us Christians is a priest.
他说我们是蒙拣选的族类，君尊的祭司。
We were the royal priest, a holy nation. God has chosen us.
因此我们要懂得服侍的对象。
So therefore we have to know who is the people that we are to serve.
在服侍的年日当中，我渐渐懂一件事情。
After serving for many years, I've come to realization.
千万不要期盼服侍的对象懂得感恩、讲道理。
Don't have this false expectation that those you serve will have a grateful heart and will have a grateful heart to you.
因为如果真是这样子的话
Because if that is true,
他们不需要你的服侍啊。
They don't need you to serve them.
如果我周遭的人都讲道理
If everybody,
All reasonable.
Or very reasonable.
然后都感恩。
And if they're all very thankful.
我可以跟大家说是我被服侍。
I can tell you truthfully that you are the one being served.
实际上今天在主外之家我真是主要都是我被服侍。
Actually, in House of Christ Love today, I am the one being served by others.
我记得在30年前。
I remember 30 years ago.
有一位参加我家庭聚会查经的一位美国老太太。
An old elderly woman who came to my house for Bible study.
她大概76岁左右。
She is about 76 years old then.
她跟我借钱。
She asked me for money.
她说因为冬天的时候呢，她付不起暖气，所以她跟我借钱。
And she's because she cannot pay the heating bill in the winter time, so she asks for money or lend money.
我就借给她。
So then I lend money to her.
第二次她要跟我借。
And a second time she asked me again to lend money to her.
哎，我就问你为什么不申请政府补助呢
？So then, ask her, why don't you ask for financial aid from the government?
哦，很合理嘛。你为什么不申请补助呢
？Reasonable, right? Reasonable.
他说：“哦，因为我名字底下有两个房子，所以我申请不到补助。”
She says, "Because I have two houses under my name, so I cannot ask for aid from government."
请问你借还是不借？你是我，你借还不借
？So if you were me, would you lend or would you not?
不借
，probably not, right?
我就不客气的跟他讲。
So I said to her,
哎，30年以后，我的那个会众跟我说不借。
I will tell her 30 years later, my congregation says not to lend you.
实际上一样的，我就跟他说我不借。
Actually, I did the same thing. I told her I'm not lending you anymore.
我说什么时候借呢
？I said when will I give you?
等你至少卖了一个房子，我再借。
When you at least sell one house, then I will lend you money. Right? Reasonable, right?
结果过了几个月
，many months later，
我发现，哎，他不跟我借了。
I realized she doesn't ask me for money anymore.
他跟我们那个查经班另一个人借钱。
She asks another brother from the group.
我想他也真是有办法。
She has a lot of the channels.
结果第二年我终于有机会，我到他家去。
A year later, I actually had the opportunity to go to her house.
我突然了解怎么状况。
I finally realized what has happened.
他那个房子根本不能住人啊
The place that she has cannot, you cannot live, you cannot live in there.
那屋顶是漏水的。
The ceiling dripping water.
因为漏水，漏到这边的天花板全部都掉下来了，全部掉下来。
It's leaking to a point that half of the ceiling is fallen underground.
家里全部都是发霉的。
And it has moss all over the house.
没有一个门可以关得上。
There is no door that can close tightly.
我到美国那么久，没有看过那么烂的房子。
I've been to America so many years, I have not seen a house that terrible before.
我那时候了解他为什么不能卖。
Then I understand why it cannot be sold.
原来是她丈夫留给她的。
Because,
她是个寡妇。
Because she's a widow. It's a house passed down from her husband.
她根本就没办法处理。
There's no way for her to take care of the house at all.
我突然了解。
Finally realize.
一个祭司啊。
A priest.
要知道人家出现这些问题啊。
When you know someone having problems,
你觉得不合理是有它不合理的原因啊。
When it's unreasonable, there is a reason why it's unreasonable.
那神呼召我们做祭司就是说
When God has chosen us to be priests,
在这种情况底下你懂得怎么去服侍吗？
You have to learn, do you understand and know how to serve others in this kind of time?
我突然觉得我是一个傻瓜。
I then realized I'm such an idiot.
后来又过了一年半。
Then a year and a half later.
这个老太太死了。
This woman passed away.
我没有时间服侍她。
I had no time to serve her.
因为我觉得我有理。
Because I feel like I have a reason.
但是神说当你是先知和祭司的时候
，God says, when you are the priest and the prophet,
你就照着我的意思去做。
You do what I tell you.
你不要掺杂自己的肉体在里面。
Don't input your own personal thoughts.
在以西结书里面，他曾经记载神在说，所有的祭司，你穿的衣服是不能出汗的衣服。
In Ezekiel, God says to the priests, they must not wear anything that makes them perspire.
是什么意思呢?
What does that mean?
就是当我们做祭司的时候,
What it means is when we are a priest,
不能凭着自己的血气去侍奉。
We cannot use our physical, emotional body, physical bodies.
我们要懂得忍耐。
We have to learn to be patient.
我们要懂得有耐心。
We have to have patience.
如果真的是有问题的,
If there's truly a problem,
神去解决,
God will take care of it.
神会出手,
God will reach out his arm.
用不到祭司,
He doesn't need priests.
多少时候神被我们这一群人, 尤其是我, 误传了一个信息给别人, 人家就误会神是怎么样一个神。
How often have I wrongly passed God's message to a point that when people have a wrong perspective of God?
因为我们服侍的时候带了血气。
Because when we serve, we input our own impurities.
愿意今天民数记所发生的故事。
Hope that today's passage that occurred in Numbers.
让我们学习。
That it can be a lesson for us.
我们生命当中每一个困难是怎么样？谁带来的
？Every problem in our life, who has caused it for us?
再一次，谁把我们带到困境当中呢
？Who brings us to wilderness?
神。
God.
目的是什么
？What is the purpose？
让我们成长，让我们学习。
To make us grow and teach us.
让我们不属于神国度的性情去掉。
So that all the impurities and characteristics does not belong to God's kingdom can be
shed away. 我们所有服侍神的人
，All of us who serve the Lord，
专心的服侍
，Focus on serving。
特别在服侍的时候，不能带有自己的血气。
Especially when we serve, we do not carry our own emotions with it.
愿意这个成为我们的见解。
I hope this can become our example.
让我们一起祷告。
Let us pray together.
神，我们再一次来到你面前。
Lord, we come before you once again.
我们需要你的带领。
We need your guidance.
我们需要你掌权。
We need you to reign on high.
让我们学习在每一样困难当中。
May we learn that in all difficulties.
学习感恩
That we will learn to be thankful.
我们面对困难
When we face challenges.
让我们能够有属灵的成长
That we will have spiritual growth.
我们将祷告奉主基督耶稣的名
We pray this all in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.